Another aspect of the makeup of Jesus, according to my guide Francine, is the fact that he was basically a loner at this time in his life. Even though he loved his mother, through his parables, we see more of the father figure. Jesus was ever the prodigal son because of his devotion to God the Father. Loving his father in heaven at the age of 14 or 15 probably was the very thing that set him on his journey. Some authors feel that Jesus, as the eldest child, abandoned his mother during his travels. I don't feel this is true. Mary apparently had enough money, and the other brothers carried on the work. He wouldn't have been much of a spiritual Messiah if he abandoned his mother as a destitute widow. He does show through his parables that he did have sympathy for the poor widow. He even speaks of a mother who lost a silver coin and lit a lamp and swept all night until she found it. Some theologians feel this was his guilt coming out for having left his mother. I don't see it this way, not only because he gives examples of poverty, widowhood, how to trust your servants, etc., in his teachings, but also in that he was just giving a view on the poverty that did exist at that time. The father figure, psychologically, plays out favorably by Jesus feeling more comfortable being surrounded by men. But that could also be because women did not have the status of men at that time. Even though Christ is known to have given women a more equal status with men, if you look closely, most of the healings in the Bible attributed to him were of men. Now, in no way do I want to portray Jesus as a misogynist who was disrespectful of women, but custom in those times dictated that women were not treated as equals to men. He was raised in a culture of unequal status between male and female, but he defended them and softened toward women as he got older. I think this traveling period of aloneness was filled with anguish and sometimes despair. I have always believed, call it intuition or my psychic ability, that he knew what was in store for him later on in his life. To know that he was the Messiah or the chosen one would have been frightening to anyone. This time of traveling and learning in other countries was really a dichotomy to him, because on the one hand, he was happy in the learning of new philosophies, religions, and cultures, and yet, on the other hand, he had this weight of being the Messiah constantly on his shoulders. The internal strife within him must have been difficult to bear. Two factions were operating. The fear of what was to come on the emotional side, and yet the intellect knew what he had to do and what his destiny was. I'm sure no other living person knew his chart like he did. Most of us just blindly live life and hope we are spiritually on track. I'm also sure the human part of him rebelled against his fate, but he knew it was written, and this heavy responsibility must have weighed heavily on him. So, being the Messiah, he had to avail himself of all possible learning, not only in the synagogue, but in the local areas of Galilee, Nazareth, Bethlehem, and other local towns, as well as other countries and cultures with their philosophies and religions. He had to be astute to people and the social and political climate, as well as the economic patterns of the times, and yet knowing that things and people don't change much. That's why his parables are timeless. People don't change much, just the topography. People still cheat, treat each other badly, waste their money, and look down on the poor and lower classes. He knew he had to learn and talk for the ages. Truth is truth, and it never changes, and it doesn't matter if it's spoken now or 2,000 years ago.